Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, sad news from the world of rock and roll this morning. Walter Becker passing away of Steely Dan at 67 years old. Kind of, we don't know any much more than that, but that came out earlier this morning. All the news coming your way in 7 minutes here on WCCO. There's another story that people probably didn't know till they saw this movie. Anybody see Hidden Figures last year? Wasn't that something? Well, you're really going to enjoy this conversation right here with Duchess Harris, who's a professor over at McAllister. Duchess, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here today.
Well, it's great to have you here, and it's exciting. And you've got another book out. I want to talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about your grandmother's story. And I've asked Mike to stick around, too, because Doc is fascinated with NASA. That's, I think, one of your passions in life. And I asked him to stick around because he told me several times, favorite movie of all time was Hidden Figures.
All right.
But
yep.
It directly involves your grandmother.
Sure.
So tell us the story.
Okay, so I've written a book called Hidden Human Computers, The Black Women of NASA. And my grandmother worked at the NASA Langley where the movie takes place with all three of the women who were in the movie. And the movie takes place between 61 and 62. My grandmother was in the entry class of the first black women that were allowed to work there. She showed up in 1943.
Wow.
And she was there until 1966, and she worked on John Glenn's Friendship 7.
Man.
Fantastic.
Did you tell me your thoughts on the movie?
I thought the movie was amazing. I mean, there were only a few inaccuracies. I say that partly as an academic, not as a legacy of it. But I think that it really was able to lay out the historical significance of the work that they did, both in the fields of science and throughout World War II and the civil rights movement.
Did she get a good at conversations with John Glenn?
Actually, my mom, who's still alive, who's 81, if my grandmother were alive, she'd be 110. My mom talks about what it meant for our family when my grandmother met him.
Yeah, and well, I'm sure he appreciated getting back home because
of
that.
Was a big thing.
But let's talk a little bit about the research on your grandmother a little bit more and tell us some things that you found out and what we should know.
Sure. I mean, I have to give thanks to McAllister that helped pay for my research trip. And so I was able to fly to the NASA Langley and go on the grounds and go in the archives. And one of the things that I found that was really fascinating was that the space where NASA is actually used to be a plantation. And so one of the things that I learned, it was Chesterville Plantation. And one of the things that I learned is some of the descendants of the formerly enslaved Africans there ended up becoming NASA employees. So it's a great American story.
How much do you know about her getting that first job and an opportunity to work there? I mean, I can't even imagine what that was like.
Sure. I mean, I can tell you exactly how that happened. We had entered World War II, and most of the employees, it was called NACA at the time, were deployed. And so they ended up running out of employees. And so they started looking for women to work, and then they started running out of the women in town. And so they went to historically black college to see if there were any black women who had enough credentials to pass the civil service exam. And my grandmother had actually gone to college, even though she was born in 1907.
Doc, what was your takeaway from the movie that you liked so much as a guy that grew up loving everything at NASA?
I loved all the three women who played the parts, but Kevin Costner's part was fantastic. How accurate was that? Remember we had the temper tantrum where he tore down the colored sign on the bathroom?
Right. Well, I mean, we're at the State Fair on Labor Day, so I hate to burst the bubble, but, I mean, he actually didn't do that.
Oh, he didn't?
Right? But, I mean, it's Hollywood. It's not a documentary. And so,
we
have forgiveness for that. And, I mean, you know, the melodrama brought people in. And so if now everybody knows the story, maybe it was worth it.
Yeah, but I would say it was worth it. I mean, it was a moving picture, to say the least, emotionally for a lot of people, but especially for someone that, I mean, at what point did you realize your grandmother, when did you learn of what she had accomplished?
Well, I mean, it's funny because everyone calls me Duchess. It's a nickname. My legal name is Miriam, so I was named after her. And so I've known the story my whole life. She actually passed away in 67. I was born in 69, the year that we went to the moon, and the only grandchild born after she passed away. So I was named after her. But I didn't understand the significance until I got to college and started studying American history.
Tell me about your next project.
Sure. And so I have a book that came out 3 days ago, and you can get it at Garrison Keillor's bookstore, Common Good, or, of course, you can get it at the McAllister bookstore, which, of course, I have to endorse. And this book is on race and policing, and it's geared towards 6th and 12th graders to help start conversations to talk about some of the challenging things that have been happening in the last few years. And the book is published by Abdo Publishing, which is located in Edina, 78th in France. And I have a new book deal with them where they are hosting something called the Duchess Harris Collection, where we will be writing books for 3rd to 6th graders and 6th to 12th graders. And in the next 2 years, we will have 48 books come out.
Wow, congratulations. Oh, Duchess Harris.
Very nice.
From McAllister here with us on WCCO. News coming up next. Traffic and weather right now, though. Here's Susan.